When everything's good, when you're there, people don't always realize how much you mean to them. They don't see the value you bring until you're gone. When you were around, they felt on top of the world. They didn't have to try as hard because your presence made everything easier for them. You brought them energy, made them feel like they could conquer anything, like they were the best version of themselves. But here's the thing, people can get comfortable and start taking you for granted. They act like they don't need you, like they've got it all figured out. But the moment you're gone, reality hits them. Suddenly they're not as strong, not as confident. They start to miss what they had when you were around. They might even come back begging, saying they didn't know what they had until it was gone, asking for another chance. But now it's different. You've moved on, you've grown, and you see things clearly. They didn't appreciate you when they had you, and now they're left to deal with the consequences. It's a lesson they have to learn, that not everyone who lifts you up will stick around when you don't treat them right. So for all the chosen ones out there, remember this. Your energy is powerful. People may not see it at first, but they'll notice it when it's gone. And when they do, they'll realize just how much they needed you all along. People come into your life for a reason, and sometimes it's because they see something special in you. You're probably one of the kindest, most loving people out there. Someone who genuinely cares and gives from the heart. But here's the thing, people might not always appreciate that. They might tell you that you need someone by your side, that you should let others in, and question why you spend so much time alone. But the truth is, you're alone for a reason. You already know that when you let people into your life, they often take advantage of your kindness and treat you poorly because you're too nice. So, when you do let people in, they start feeling good about themselves. Your positive energy rubs off on them, and they feel like they can conquer the world. You've shared your wisdom, showed them spirituality, helped them heal and raise their energy. They start to think they're better off now, but it's only because they've been around you. Here's the thing, when two people come together, there's a spiritual connection that happens. If you're someone with high energy, a pure heart, and a positive outlook, you naturally lift others up to your level, but not everyone can stay there because their heart might still be broken or unhealed. They can put on a front to keep up with you, but as you continue to grow, they start to struggle. They can't keep up with your rising frequency, and that's when their true colors begin to show. Eventually, they might leave, feeling like they've got what they needed from you. They'll act like they're better off, but deep down, they know it was your energy that lifted them in the first place. So remember, your light is powerful. Be careful who you let share it. So you had someone in your life who thought the grass was greener on the other side. They started avoiding you, didn't call, blocked you on social media, did everything they could to get you out of their mind because they thought they could do better without you. But here's the truth. You were the one taking care of them when they were with you. You were the one holding things down. Now, while they're trying to act like they've moved on, they're actually keeping tabs on you. They're out there, maybe in some cabin or wherever, checking your social media, seeing if you're still making it without them. They're wondering if you're happy, if you've found someone better. And guess what? They're listening to your music, looking at your posts, trying to see if you're really doing fine without them. And when they see that you haven't missed a beat, that you're still thriving, they're going to start second-guessing themselves. They might even try to come back, making excuses, saying they were going through something, or that they didn't realize what they had. But the truth is, the only reason they're coming back is because they see you didn't crumble when they left. You kept pushing forward, stayed focused on your goals, and didn't let their absence slow you down. See, people often think they can just walk away and find something better, but they don't realize how good they had it until they're out there on their own. They don't see the big picture like you do. They don't understand the vision, the plans you had to build a better future together. And now, they're facing the consequences of their choices. So don't worry about them. They thought they could do better, but now they're finding out that wasn't the case. They think they can escape karma, but the truth is they can't. The way they treat a good person will come back to them in the same way. When they meet someone good, that person will treat them just as poorly, and it becomes a never-ending cycle. They'll always wonder why they're struggling, why they can't find success, why their dreams never come true. But if they look at how they treated you, it's clear why they aren't being blessed. The reason they're stuck is that they put negative energy into the world. What you put out is what you get back. It's a simple truth. you reap what you sow. As chosen ones, we understand the universal laws. We know about the law of attraction, the law of cause and effect, and the power of our thoughts and actions. We know that what we send out into the universe will eventually come back to us. When you were with them, it felt like nothing was happening for you. No blessings, no breakthroughs, just struggle after struggle. That's because the universe won't bless you when you're with the wrong person. You might be in a situation right now where you're not seeing any progress, where every day feels like a battle, filled with arguments and negativity. The truth is, the universe is holding back your blessings because you're with someone who isn't meant to share in them. They're draining your energy and bringing more drama into your life than love or support. If you're constantly facing turmoil, it's a sign that something needs to change. The moment you let go of the wrong person, you'll see the doors of opportunity start to open. The universe will finally be able to give you the blessings you deserve. Until you let that person go, you're going to feel stuck. It might seem mysterious, but once you finally detach from them, you'll start to feel a shift. The universe will begin to bless you, and things that have been blocked will suddenly start to flow into your life. The reason you're not seeing those blessings right now, the reason opportunities aren't showing up, and your finances are tight, is because you're still holding on to someone toxic. This person is blocking your blessings. They're keeping you from moving forward because you're tied to them, both spiritually and emotionally. As long as you keep letting them back into your life, they'll continue to hold you back. They know how to manipulate you, how to pull you back in, but it's time to break that cycle. When you finally let people like this go, you'll notice a change. It's like a weight is lifted off your shoulders. If someone in your life is causing chaos, drama, or stress, don't hesitate to cut ties. Stop calling them, stop messaging them, just cut off contact. Remember, they're not contributing anything positive to your life. They're not paying your bills, they're not helping you move forward, and they're certainly not bringing any value to your world. You're not obligated to keep them around. They haven't done anything to earn that place in your life. They don't support you, they don't help you, and they haven't even made small gestures like buying you something as simple as a meal. So why keep them around? You don't need to let them back into your life, your home, or your world unless they're bringing something real to the table. They only want to come back into your life because they've realized that the grass isn't greener on the other side. When they left, they didn't understand what they were walking away from. Now that you're gone, they see how hard life really is without you. They see how great of a person you truly are, how far you're going in life, and how successful you've become without them. Now they're struggling, and they're missing what they had with you. But here's the truth, they can't just walk back into your life. They took you for granted before, and now that they see how tough it is without you, they want back in. But you have to stand your ground. You've come too far to let someone back in who didn't appreciate you when they had the chance. You don't owe them anything. They showed you their true colors when they walked away, and now that they want to come back, it's only because they see how much they lost. But remember, once someone has done you wrong, that's a sign of who they really are. Don't forget that. You deserve people who recognize your worth from the beginning, not just when it's convenient for them. So keep moving forward. Don't let anyone back into your life who doesn't deserve to be there. You're on the right path, and you don't need anyone who didn't believe in you from the start. Stay focused, keep growing, and don't look back. And hey, if this message resonated with you, make sure to subscribe to my channel. Leave a comment below and let me know how you're moving forward in your life. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, you deserve the best. Don't settle for less. Peace.